Hi, this is Carrie.
And this is Sandy.
And this is
Crime Bitches Countdown. It's the summer, and like most people, you want to get away and relax. So what do? Go on vacation. The people in these cases thought so too. Unfortunately, they didn't return home. We hope you do. This week, we'll be discussing cases of people who went missing on vacation. So this week we have a couple extra people joining us. We have Gabby and Callie. Gabby, say hi.
Hello.
Callie, say hi.
Hi.
So if you hear a couple extra voices, that's who they are. On to the first case.
All right, so the first case today is actually one that most people are going to know. It's Natalie Holloway. Now, you guys may not know this one, but most people will. This was humongous when this case came out. And when was this? This was back in 2005. So Natalie Holloway was 18 years old. She was from Alabama, and they were going on a senior trip to Aruba, but it was like an unofficial senior trip. So they had 124 students with 7 chaperones, but the idea of the chaperones wasn't to watch the kids necessarily, but kind of check in on them every day, just make sure everybody was fine.
That's not a great ratio of kids to chaperones, no. Just saying.
But if you're just saying hi, I mean, that's easy, I guess. I don't know how I would feel about my kid. Like, you're sending chaperones, then send chaperones. Do you know what I mean? If you're not sending chaperones, fine.
But plus, it's like, I understand they're seniors and all, but it's also another country.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just saying.
So, she got to Aruba May 26, 2005, and it was a 5-day trip. She was last seen at 1:30 a.m. on Monday, May 30th, and she was leaving a bar or a nightclub. I can't tell which it really is. Called Carlos and Charlie's, which apparently is a very popular bar down there. I've never been to Aruba, so I couldn't tell you either. She left in a car with a 17-year-old named Joran Vandersloot. He also had 2 brothers with him, 18-year-old Satish Kalpo and 21-year-old Deepak Kalpo.
Were these other people from her trip or from
They were locals.
Okay.
They were locals. Joran was a student. I don't know about the brothers, but Joran was a student at a school in Aruba.
Okay.
Apparently, like, a very exclusive, private type thing.
Hmm.
So, she was supposed to fly home that day, and she didn't show up. So, her luggage and her passport were still in her room. Her parents, and this is how you know that there's money involved, her parents flew in immediately on a private jet.
Oh, yeah.
And within 4 hours of their arrival, they had Joran's name and gave it to the police. I mean, they'd gone and they'd asked people had they seen her? They went to the hotel to get surveillance.
Why are her parents doing all the investigation instead of local police?
I want to say things, but I'm not gonna. But I will tell you, and I wanted to write it down and I didn't, but I'm pretty sure it was the guy in Aruba. The detective's name is my favorite. His name is Taco Stein.
Nuh-uh.
And I love it.
Nah.
I love
it. That cannot be real.
His name's Taco.
Did his parents hate him?
His name's Taco.
Yeah.
Everybody wants Taco.
Oh my god, that's a good point. Wow. Wow, he must have an interesting life. There's so many
Taco.
Ways that can
it's
go.
Fantastic. Well, and I do think somewhere in these cases is another one in Aruba, and he was another detective on it. That's the only reason it stuck with me is I saw it multiple times.
Really, Taco wouldn't Taco. Just stick with you just because his name is Taco, really?
No, it probably would. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so Joran Vandersloot, as you'll find out as we go through, is a complete douche.
Yay!
He told several versions of events of what happened. First, he said, we took her to the California Lighthouse to see sharks and dropped her off at our hotel at 2 a.m. Okay, that sounds reasonable, right? Mm-hmm. But they didn't have any real footage of her coming back at 2 a.m. Then he said they went to the Marriott Hotel Beach, and he didn't harm her, but he left her on the beach.
Why did he leave her?
So, he said later that the reason he lied at first was because he was embarrassed that he left a girl alone on the beach, because he knew that was probably wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, why would you leave her on the beach alone? I don't know.
Why would
Makes
you just
wonder,
leave her?
Did you have a fight?
Yeah, and something happened that you just were like, peace him out.
I think he said that she wanted to be left alone, and I just sincerely doubt it.
Either way, like, I don't know about you, but me, I would be like, okay, I'll leave you alone. I'll just be 10 feet up the road, not watching you, just to make sure you're cool and everything.
Wouldn't we do that with each other? Like,
yes.
How would you not She's in a foreign country that you live in. Like, I would think you would care.
Yeah, that you would just, at the very least, just check and make sure she's cool, make sure she gets home okay. Because, again, foreign country, you're local. You know she's from a foreign country. Like, why are you going to put yourself in that situation? Because you know you're going to, if anything happens, you're going to be the first suspect. Like he is.
Dumb. Yeah. Super dumb. Super, super dumb. So, the other excuse he said, because, and we talked about this before, criminals dime each other out constantly.
Yeah.
So he said, well, they dropped me off at home and she drove off with the brothers.
Really? His brothers?
Not his brothers. They're not his brothers. They're just brothers.
Oh, okay.
Those
okay.
two are brothers. Got they're, it. They're his friends.
Okay, so yeah.
And the last thing he said was she was sold into sexual slavery.
Wow.
Interesting.
So where did he get that?
Because actually, my understanding is in Aruba, that's actually a very common occurrence.
Yeah, but how would he know that? That's what
like
I'm saying.
Like, they sold her into it.
Oh, so the brother sold... Alrighty then.
Yep.
You're a piece of work.
Yeah, he sucks. So
he really went from, Liz, we're going to drop her off at the beach and leave her there, to sex trafficking.
Yeah, it's like the whole gamut, right? Like, let's just make up everything. Next thing you know, Big Bird picked her up. Who knows? So, hundreds of volunteers from the U.S. and Aruba assisted in the search, and what was really cool, actually, was the Aruban government gave civil servants the day off to help with the search.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is awesome, right? So, they actually had a lot of people helping. There were a lot of arrests, but no convictions. So, I'm going to tell you about some of these arrests. June 5th, Nick John and Abraham Jones, they were both security guards for the hotel, were arrested. They were released June 13th. Now, the reason they got arrested is because one of the things that Jordan said was when he dropped her off at the hotel, he saw security guards talking to her. So that's why they got arrested.
That's enough to arrest somebody in Aruba?
Hey, oh, here's the other thing about Aruba I have to tell you. So in Aruba, which is kind of cool, they can actually arrest you and hold you without charging you for a long time. So in the States,
dang.
I forget exactly, but I want to say they can't hold you more than 72 hours without a reason or evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in Aruba, they can apparently hold you for quite a while.
Then you'd think there would be less, you know, crime or like sold into, you know,
when you're in a tourist area, I think that the opportunity is more present.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's harder, I think, to find people when they're on vacation. They're out of their routine.
Agreed.
So they were arrested, but they were released. And then June 9th, Vandersloot and the Calpo brothers were arrested. The brothers got released on July 4th, but Jordan didn't get released until September 3rd because they felt very strongly that he had done it. June 17th, a disc jockey named Steve Crows was arrested, and I have no freaking idea why, but he was released June 26th.
Did they have any video footage around the hotel?
Some.
Okay.
But I don't think enough. I don't think they had, like, you could see people coming and going, but I think that might have been it.
Got it.
So Paulus Vandersloot, that was his father, Jordan's father, was arrested June 22nd and released June 26th. And the reason they arrested him was because they felt like he, what is the word I want?
Okay, I'm just going to apologize right now if anybody can hear some weird growling and grunting. That's my dogs. So that's not us.
Well, it might be us.
Well, it might be. I'm just going to say it's the dogs regardless.
They feel like he helped Jordan. What's the word I want? Like, he was an accomplice,
assisted.
But something like that. I can't think of the exact word, but yeah. All right, so he got released. Then the Calpo brothers were rearrested on August 26th with a guy named Freddie Arambitsis. I don't got that one. And they were all released September 3rd, along with Jordan. So, the reward from the family started out at $175. I'm sorry.
What?
$175,000.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. Damn, yeah. My family doesn't like me. I'm thoroughly offering $175.
You took a private jet, but, you know, $175.
I just pulled out the cash from my pocket. Anybody know where she is?
I'm so
Jeez.
Sorry. $175,000. But over time, they actually raised that award to $1 million. I believe it still stands at $1 million.
Wow.
With $100,000 for information leading to her remains. So if they don't find her alive, you still would get $100,000. But if you found her alive, you can get $1 million. So people find her, please.
Is this still an ongoing case?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, she
These are all going to be cases of people who have not been found.
Ah.
So several searches have taken place over the years. They have also searched the homes of the Vandersloots and the brothers. Haven't really found anything. Vandersloot and the brothers were rearrested November 21st of 2007, and the brothers got released December 1st and Vandersloot December 7th. So then, for fun, March 29th, 2010, Vandersloot contacted the attorney of Natalie's mom and offered to reveal the location of her body for $250,000. So on May 10th, he got $15,000 wired to his account, and they had already given him $10,000 in cash. He told them it was at this house, and that was where her body was. They could find her there, but it turned out that house hadn't been built at the time. So he's just being a real piece of shit.
Jeez, take advantage of their suffering.
And then Jordan's true colors kind of came out.
You mean all the stuff, the lies, the just gaining money, that...
May 30th, 2010, Stephanie Flores, who was 21, was reported missing in Lima, Peru. On June 3rd, Vandersloot was arrested and confessed to her murder. He said she accessed his laptop when he was not around without his permission, and she found information that linked him to Natalie Holloway. I guess they had a fight about it, so he killed her.
Oh, interesting.
So he pled guilty and he was sentenced to 28 years, so he's in jail. But unfortunately, he has not been charged with Natalie's death. And unfortunately, she's been declared legally dead now. She was declared legally dead in 2012. And so far, although I did just read that in May, I believe it's what, July now? Mm-hmm. In May, they the mother and Nancy Grace went to Aruba, and they're saying there's new leads and information. So, if anything comes out of that, we'll have to follow up. We're going to have to do an update case at some point. An update episode. Because we have a couple cases where things are currently happening. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be interesting to follow along and see if anything comes of that.
So, I don't understand. This other girl from Peru, she finds stuff on his laptop that links him to Natalie's murder. Or involvement with Natalie somehow. Then he ends up killing her. Did he confess to that's what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they search and, take his laptop?
Because I don't think they found, evidence that he killed Natalie. Just, he didn't tell the girl that he had been in prison and things like that. And so she had found, news articles and things saying that he was involved. The prime suspect.
Uh-huh. Got it. And was this some sort of relationship they were having?
Not clear. Think it was a very short-lived thing, if it was.
Yeah, because I don't just go through random people's shit just for the fun of it.
Some people do.
That's true.
You can't even, some people would.
That's very true.
Why would he keep the stuff on his laptop?
That I don't know.
That sounds like some sadistic stuff right there.
Unless maybe, I can't imagine she went on his laptop and searched. Right. She did. But, yeah, why would you keep anything that would indicate you were involved if you weren't involved?
But even, let's look at I'm not saying this guy's innocent by any means, but when people are involved in cases, sometimes they just, collect news articles and things like that just to keep them on hand, just to keep up with what's going on. A lot of people do. Exactly. So, that's not unheard of if it was limited to something like that, but... In order for him to want to kill this girl, I would think it would have to be more than that. So, who knows?
But who knows? I think he's just nuts, if you want my opinion. And honestly, the fact that he bribed the family with a lie just tells me that you don't give two fucks.
Exactly.
And you are a piece of shit, and you probably did it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because if you didn't, if you were truly innocent, why would you do that?
I could see people doing that just for the hell of it, honestly.
And that's true. There's false confessions all the time, which I still don't understand. But
and if they think they're going to get money out of it?
Yeah.
I am surprised, honestly, they haven't gotten more people being like, I know where she is. Give me some money.
I'm not saying they didn't. I'm saying I didn't write all of that down because that's a lot of information. But yes, there were, I forget if it was this case or another one, where, I think it was a different one, where they paid somebody who said that they could find her and,
Well, I'm surprised if they're if they're going on a private jet to get to Aruba and, you know, offering a massive $175 for her return or information.
Screw you, man.
That they wouldn't hire a private PI.
They did. At some point they did, but they've never been able to find anything because, you know, by the time she was reported missing, you're talking about hours later, a beach,
Yeah, I know. You know. And again, another country, so it's hard to retrace that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you'll see as we go through some of these cases, like, just tracks can go missing so quickly that they have nowhere to start.
Yeah, God forbid it rains.
It's true, though. Well, and that's my thought with the beach, right? Like, yeah, sand that's is what constantly I mean. Shifting and moving, so you have nothing to go on.
I really wasn't being facetious with that comment. I was like, tracks, no. Again, literally tire tracks, footprints, anything like that. It rains or, you know, washes everything's up gone. And everything's gone.
Yep. All right, next we're going to talk about Brittany Drexel. And this one was kind of a popular case when it came out. This girl had such pretty eyes. This girl okay, was
I'm,
just...
I'm not going to ask how you knew that.
There's pictures of her.
Okay.
That sounded, don't even!
That sounded a little I'd personal, like, just
I'd
saying.
I'd like to feel like I wasn't alive at that time, but I was. Because it was only in 2009.
Anyway, pretty eyes.
Very pretty eyes. Very pretty girl. She was 17 years old. She lived in Chile, New York, which I didn't even know was a place, but apparently it is. I want to live in Chile. Sounds exotic, but it's not. April 2009. She asked her mom if she could go with her boyfriend and a few other friends to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for spring break.
Okay.
Her mom said, no, because... Because
she's a mom.
Yes, and she's 17 years old. She said, I don't know your friends like that. There's no parents going, and I just have this really bad feeling.
Seems reasonable.
So, April 22nd, they argued for days over this. Now, April 22nd, Brittany said, can I spend a few days at my friend's house to cool off? Because we've been fighting. I just need... to breathe. Now let she's 17. What'd she do?
I was gonna say, let me guess, it was the same time she was supposed to go to Myrtle Beach.
You're so smart. How do you always know these things?
I don't know.
So yes, she went to Myrtle Beach with her friends. Didn't tell her mom. Her mom had no idea where she was. April 25th at around 8 p.m. she walked a mile and a half to another resort to visit a friend. And she made it and she visited the friend. There was surveillance where they saw her leaving there around 8:45. And then she disappeared. She never made it back to her hotel. No one knew what happened.
Why would you leave at 8? Is it at night?
Or... Yes, at night.
Why would you leave at 8:45
It's still
at night?
Light out. Think about it. This is in April. But it's...
Yeah.
So no, it wouldn't be too
light.
Okay,
so I'm going to chalk it up to teenagers do stupid stuff.
True.
That they don't necessarily think about the safest things to be doing.
Well, they also think they're invincible and can handle it. A lot of people, adults think that.
Know anybody like that? Anyway.
No, I'm not that stupid.
That's true, you're not.
No, not you.
You got it. Oh.
Okay, I know personally, when I was in college, my friends did some stupid stuff
yes.
that could have easily gotten them killed quickly. So, again, 17, not really that surprising.
At that age, I was doing shit that I'm surprised I'm still alive, so...
Right?
I ain't even saying nothing. Let alone in the U.S., let alone another country for... Right. Oh, no, she was in Myrtle Beach, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, and I've never been in Myrtle Beach, so I don't know what it's really like. I need to go there, but I don't know, like, safety-wise how it is or what the area is like.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's a beach town, much like, you know,
kind of where
a lot of beach, lot of beach towns.
So the police searched for 11 days, and they traced cell phone pings to, like, multiple places. They could find the last place it pinged off of, but, and especially, when was this, 2009? You can only get so close, so mm-hmm. it's not like they can find an exact
It's a radius, yeah.
Right. So, and the way that her mom found out, her poor mother, the boyfriend was talking and was texting with her, and all of a sudden she stopped texting. And so he got worried, so he called some of the friends, and nobody had seen her. And he was like...
Why wasn't he with her?
Because he didn't go. He had to work or something. So, the boyfriend going, I think, was a lie.
Got it.
But, he had to call her mom.
Oh.
And be like, she's missing. And that's how she found out she was in Myrtle Beach.
That's
so
terrible.
So, not only do you have bad news, but now your daughter wasn't even where you thought she was.
Yeah.
Like,
that's always
I can
so
only
hard.
Imagine. Yeah. I can only imagine how she felt.
At least the boyfriend isn't a jerk.
Yeah.
True.
That's true.
True.
He had the decency. I mean, he didn't have to call.
No, and he actually went to South Carolina multiple times with the family to help search and everything.
Oh, he's nice.
Yeah.
Decent dude.
So, multiple suspects over the years, no concrete evidence for anything, and her body was never found. Okay, so I'm sort of lying, though, because this case, for the longest time, her body hadn't been found.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, when I was researching, I found out that come May this year, they found remains.
Wow. Yeah.
So, they charged 62-year-old Raymond Moody.
Interesting.
They believe she was killed within hours of her abduction. She was strangled. Moody is a registered sex offender. He was released in 2004 after serving 20 and a half years of a 40-year sentence for rape and kidnapping involving an underage child. So, this wouldn't be a far cry.
No,
he should have gotten more than 40.
Right.
Well, yeah. He should have at least been in there for the full 40, but hey, what do I know?
But how did they connect him?
To her? So, I don't fully know, but they said he had been a person of interest in 2012, and he was also a person of interest in a 2005 missing persons case.
Mm.
So, I think his name was coming up, and it's probably partially because he's a registered sex offender who lived nearby.
Right.
So, more than likely, that's how it started, but they never had enough proof.
So did they find, so was it like they found the remains and then charged him, or yes. They charged him and he told them where she was?
No, they found remains and they wound up charging him.
I wonder how they found the remains.
I don't know. It actually didn't tell me. And again, because it just happened in May, so yeah. They're going to be waiting for a trial for all of that stuff. So again, yeah. Another case that if more evidence comes out, I would love to follow up on because I would love to know how this turns out.
How exactly is he connected to it?
He has a history of doing
well, certain... other than that. Like, wow.
He lived nearby where she went missing.
So they just charged him for living nearby?
He's also
I'm sure there's more evidence.
There is, and I'm sure there is too, but they won't tell you a lot of this stuff until trial because they don't want it getting out, because you don't want to taint your jury pool.
Yeah.
Well, and it's still technically an open case.
Right. Okay.
So right. You don't necessarily get all the details with cases that are still open because some information, they want to be proprietary. That way, if they do find someone that did it and they give those details, they know only the person that did it could have those details, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And so, more than likely, he was questioned as part of the investigation because of his sex offender status and probably said something that led them to believe he could be
a
suspect. The person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, well, and you know what? No, I'm not even going to say that because it's not unfortunate. If you're a sex offender, you do get accused. If a crime happens near where you're living and you're a registered sex offender, they are going to look at you.
Yeah.
And most people, I've had this debate with other people because I feel like there's violent sex offense and then there's the sex offenders who do something really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you pee near a school. You can get on the sex offender registry because
Really?
Yes, yeah. Because it's indecent exposure near a schoolyard.
Mm-hmm.
Even if school's not in, you can still get in trouble. So there are cases where people on the sex offender registry really aren't that bad. But the majority of people on the sex offender registry deserve to freaking be there. And who fucking cares if they get accused of shit later? Maybe you shouldn't be a douchebag.
Yeah. Or stupid things like you're drunk and you flash somebody. Sex offender registry.
Yes. You can get on it and be on it for a long time. There's also people who, like, they're 18 and they're having a relationship with a 16-year-old and they wind up charged. But it was a consensual relationship. So there are all kinds of factors when it comes to that, but most people in the sex offender registry deserve to be there. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. But there are people who don't, for sure. So that's Brittany Drexel. If we get more info, I'll have to do a follow-up.
Yeah. More coming soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But at this point, with COVID and everything, the trials are taking so long. So this just happened in May. So you're talking, it's probably going to be like 2 years.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a backlog.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, our next case is going to be Robin Gardner. So this one's kind of interesting in many different ways. Robin was 35. She lived with her boyfriend, Richard Forrester, who was 40, in Maryland. July 31st, 2011, Robin told Richard she was going to go to Florida to visit her parents, which wasn't unusual. Her parents lived in Florida. She would often go. So he didn't really think much of it. Before she left, though, they got into an argument. When she left anyway to go to Florida, she took a flight to Florida, got there, arrived, and then she got on another flight and went to Aruba with a 50-year-old man. Named Gary Giordano, who was also from Maryland. Gary paid for the whole trip. Now, apparently, They met on a swinger site called Adult Friend Finder. They'd known each other about a year. He asked her to go on several trips with him, but she always said no. And apparently he got mad about it sometimes and, like, sent her some pretty ignorant texts. So why she agreed to go with him, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the theory is she had recently lost her job. Mm-mm. And she was going through a rough time and thought some time away might help her.
Right.
But bad choice. Very bad choice.
That's red flags for sure.
Definitely. Yes.
Lots of red flags. They got to Aruba July 31st. They were staying at the Marriott. Seems like a popular place to stay. Robin emailed Richard and told him that her family surprised her with a trip to Aruba.
Mm.
So she didn't tell him the truth, because obviously it's her boyfriend.
Right.
So,
but she kind of told him, hey, this is where I am.
Yeah.
So, not, you know, at least she wasn't a complete dumbass.
And my understanding is that she really had no intentions with Gary. Like, she really wasn't that interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
And that she did, like, her and Richard were making plans to buy a permanent home.
Mm-hmm.
So, together. So, I do think that it really was she just wanted to get out, and mm-hmm. why the hell not? I mean, you're getting a free trip, really.
Right.
So August 2nd, they were seen at the Rum Reef Bar and Grill. Witnesses there said she looked woozy or drunk.
Hmm.
Her hair and her makeup were done, which becomes important later. They left just after 4.
My dog is upset about this one.
He should be.
Yeah.
Or she should be, I'm sorry.
She should be,
She
yes.
should be very angry. So Gary turned up 2 hours later. By himself. And he was asking them for help. He said they'd gone snorkeling. She got lost or drowned. Like, he said that they were swimming back to the beach, and when he turned around, she was not there. He was a licensed scuba diver. So why wouldn't he go back to look for her?
Right.
Instead, he went to the restaurant, which was, like, I want to say 10 minutes away, like, walking.
That makes no sense.
To ask for help. There was a whole bunch of searches conducted. They found nothing, of course. Witnesses at the beach said that they did not go into the water. Her family and friends said she wouldn't have. If her hair and makeup was done, there's no way she would have gotten
exactly.
in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Which most women, that would be true. If you're going to the beach and you're planning to go in the water, you're not going to put on your makeup.
No.
Police obtained video that showed a fight between Gary and Robin just like a day or two before this,
mm-hmm.
where he grabbed her by the throat and forced her into the elevator. So it seems as though there was some tension there.
Yeah. Yeah, I should say so.
Gary also had several restraining orders from previous relationships.
Wow.
And here's where it gets really great. What?
That doesn't sound very nice.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh,
because the day before the trip, he took out insurance on her.
What?
So you can get travel insurance when you travel?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He got a policy through American Express. Guess for how much?
$100,000.
$1.5
million. What?
So that's not fucking fishy at all.
No, not at all. Doesn't she need to sign this?
So, we'll get to that. $1.5 million, he took it out. And 2 days after she went missing, he called multiple times to make the claim. And of course, they don't want to pay out $1.5.
No.
Number one. Number two... So, I mean, they're going to look for a way to get out of it, but number two, it's suspicious circumstances.
Of course.
And so they don't ever pay insurance on missing circumstances until things come out.
Mm-hmm.
He attempted to fly back to the U.S., but he was stopped at the airport.
Good.
They found very explicit photos of Robin on his phone. Photos that her family and friends said she would have never permitted.
Hmm.
Wouldn't really describe what the photos looked like, but said they were more than just pornographic.
Okay.
So I don't know.
That just makes my mind race in all sorts of directions.
Yeah. He was arrested for suspicion of murder, manslaughter, kidnapping, and fraud, and spent 4 months in jail. And this is, again, back to the...
Aruba can hold you?
Yes, exactly. So then a judge ordered him released due to insufficient evidence after 4 months. He tried so hard to get that money from American Express, so they took him to court, and their judgment was they didn't have to pay out the policy, and the reason was... In order to claim that kind of policy, you have to have a relationship with the person. It has to be, like, a business relationship. They have to be a partner or, you know, a spouse or whatever.
Yeah.
So this was someone that Wasn't a part of his family. Exactly. Wasn't a business just, partner.
Technically, for them, it could just be some random person.
So they denied it. They didn't pay him, which is the only good thing. But he is free because they don't have enough proof to say he did it.
That's kind of crazy.
And since they don't have a body or anything,
so
what can they do?
He really said, I'm going to do something to this woman, and I'm going to claim money for it.
Yeah, that's what happens a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Insurance is a tricky thing.
That's a topic I want to cover at some point, is murders that are committed for insurance. I'm going to tell you a quick one right now, where it's a son whose father killed him on purpose to get money. So, if you're willing to do that to your own child, it's not surprising you'd be willing to do it to somebody.
A stranger, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not surprising at all. But, like I said, I don't even know how he would get the policy without her signature.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of hate children.
Yeah, they suck.
I wouldn't know anything about children who suck. Not at all. But my thing is, and I'll never understand parents who kill their kids, because you should have a bond there. And even if you have issues, like, that's still your child.
Yeah.
Some people are just meanies. Like, really, 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 really but big meanies.
That's true. I hate to say it this way, but any Tom, Dick, or Harry can have a fucking kid. Doesn't make you a parent.
That's true. That is 100% true.
And that's what I don't understand. Like, if you don't want to have kids, if that's not your thing, do something about it. Make sure you don't. Yeah, go get fixed.
And is it bad that I call that for humans? Go get fixed.
No. No, I think they should. Frankly, in my personal opinion, people should have to take a test to show that you're at least a little bit competent before you have children, but that's just me.
But there are people who would probably fail that test but are still pretty good parents.
True.
Competent, like, you're not going to sell your child into the slave, you know, slave.
So here's...
Or, like, if you had to choose between, you know, selling your kid or a gambling...
I'm going to devil's advocate you.
Good.
What if they take the test, they pass it, and then they get into drugs and change their...
Understandable. It's true.
Well, there's not much of a choice now with the whole abortion thing going on.
Yeah, that's
and how
craziness.
We can't get abortions in certain states.
That is a whole other topic. Get us started on. It's going to go south real quick because we have major issues with that.
Totally.
Yep. And what is awesome, we were actually just talking about this recently, and I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast or if it was just us.
I think it was just us talking. Yeah.
And we were saying that there are companies that we're surprised are coming out and saying they'll pay for people to travel to do it, is awesome.
This 10-year-old that got sexually assaulted.
That one.
Yeah.
And then now they're trying to charge the doctor who did it in a different state to get the abortion. And they're trying to fire him.
Are you serious? I didn't read this.
Yeah, not ridiculous. The family, but...
But the doctor who performed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So she went out of state to get an abortion by a doctor in a state that allowed it. Mm-hmm. And now the state is going after the doctor from the other state. That is ridiculous.
It is.
And she's 10!
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
She would have died if she probably had the baby.
No, her body won't. Her body would not likely have handled that.
This is there a 10-year-old. They're short.
I'm going to be honest with you, and you're going to call me a liar to my face, but there is like a 6-year-old who gave birth, so.
There is. There is.
Doesn't mean I think it should be. Just because
it's
done.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It is
possible. I just don't think it's good. Not for her mental, like.
No, it's not good at all. And on top of the fact, and some sexual assault victims can handle it, but. You shouldn't be forced to live with the child of something out of that. If you can handle that, great. You know, that I applaud you.
Yeah, and I know people personally. I know people that have. Mm-hmm. And I honestly cannot even imagine what... I couldn't. I know myself well enough to know I couldn't do it.
No, and there are people who can, but I don't think you should be forced to if you don't feel emotionally like you can handle that. Because I feel like you're just... setting that child up for a bad life.
Well, yeah, honestly. Not only that, but it wasn't your choice.
No.
Somebody has already taken away your choice, and now the government's taken away your choice on how you want to handle it.
Yeah.
I like how convenient we're having a shortage on baby formula right now, too.
Oh, I know.
And yet they want to increase our population.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. It's not kind of stupid.
It is super stupid.
Anyway, like, back to topic.
Yes, if you get us started on that road, we will talk about it for hours.
We'll just keep going.
Yeah, it's one that I think that is very close for both of us in terms of we know a lot of people, and it is not an easy decision for women to make to begin with.
Exactly.
So, All right. So that was it for that case. Unfortunately, like I said, piece of shit is still in Maryland, actually.
Terrible. Yeah, my dog really didn't like that guy.
And I agree.
Yeah, me too.
Wholeheartedly, I agree. All right, we're going to talk about Karen Denise Wells, who went by Denise. She actually didn't really go by Karen. But
well,
I need to give you her full name because I don't know why.
Well, because, yeah, that's who she is, but yeah.
So she was a 24-year-old single mother. She was reported missing April 13th, 1994. She dropped her son off with her parents, and she was going on a road trip. Did I even say where she was from? Oklahoma. I'm sorry. Okay. So she was going from Oklahoma to New Jersey to visit an old friend. I think it was a friend from high school.
Long drive?
Yes. So she called her friend, which was Melissa Shepherd, when she got to the Pike Motel in Carlisle, PA. She needed a break.
That's really sad. I know where that's at.
The Pike Motel?
Well, Carlisle.
Okay, PA. I was going to say, if you know where the Pike Motel is, like, dang, girl, I know where Carlisle is.
But I did some crazy shit when I was younger, too.
You were hanging out at the Pike Motel. Like, maybe you know this shit. So it was like 7:30 when she got to the hotel and called her. And she said, I'm tired. I'm going to go to McDonald's. Then I'm going to come back and go to sleep. Come tomorrow, we'll meet up.
She probably didn't really have that much longer to go. At no, that point.
No, but, you couple know, hours. If you're really yeah, you're, tired, exactly. Like,
you shouldn't risk it.
So, Melissa came there to the hotel in the morning. She got no answer on the door. She went to the manager. She was like, look, my friend's not answering. We're supposed to meet. You know, whatever. So, they went into the room. All her items were in her room, like her luggage and everything. The bed was undisturbed, so no one slept in it. At 5:30 a.m. that day, her rental car was found out of gas and abandoned in the middle of the road. It was 35 miles from the hotel, which I don't know where Pike Hotel is or was or whatever, but I'm going to guess that the McDonald's probably isn't 35 miles.
No.
There's
no.
Probably one closer.
Yeah.
Because McDonald's are everywhere.
Yep.
The passenger and driver's side doors were open. Her change purse was found on the ground near the car with her money still inside. And the mystery is there were 700 unaccounted for miles on the car. They cannot figure out where... You know, from point A to point B, it should have been this much.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an additional 700. So...
Yeah, but that could have been, like, a detour or running around, going around traffic.
But
or...
if she told her friend she was going...
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, the reason she was going to visit Melissa was really not clear. Her friend said Melissa was in some kind of trouble.
Hmm.
And that is why... that is why Denise was going. Melissa kind of stopped talking to the police.
That's interesting.
I mean, initially she did, and then she kind of stopped. And I think they said now they don't know where she is.
That's odd.
They think she was involved with drugs, and that maybe it was a drug trafficking thing. But her body was never found, and she has been declared legally dead.
Wow. So you think her friend kind of lured her out there?
It is very possible. It's possible her friend went to the hotel, or the motel, or whatever it is, the night before, and...
Wow.
Something happened. What is with those 700 miles? And the fact that her car was out of gas.
Yeah.
I mean, you usually, especially on a road trip, you pay attention to that kind of thing.
Exactly. But I just find it odd that, like, if you were going to lure her out there, then why would you talk to police? Why not just let it go in the first place? Why say anything?
That's true. I mean, that it. But at the same time, people do commit crimes and then try to deflect suspicion by giving information.
Especially if somebody else knew that that's why she was going, that's who she was going to see, then she would be called out at some point anyway.
Right.
It's a 50-50 chance that you'll get yourself more suspicious or less.
Yeah. It's kind of a crapshoot.
And either way, if the guide or whoever the person is, they didn't even report it at all, they still probably would have been charged with something, because the rest of the family would have known about it.
Right, yeah. Right. They would have reached out because they knew who this girl was.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. That's sad.
Yeah. So that one's kind of short, and I don't have a whole lot of info, but I'm very interested in the 700 miles, because I'm curious.
That's a long... Like, I know from here, from, like, PA to Florida, is, like, almost 1,000. So that's, like, a really long way.
Yeah.
I take back my previous statement. It could be a detour. No, that's not a detour.
Well, and I wonder, too, could you have driven that from the time she said she was going to bed till the time that her car was found? Because if she said at 7:30 she was going to McDonald's and they didn't find the car until 5:30, how long would it... You're going to do a calculation.
Oh, I totally am.
Maybe she just really wanted to find Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, like, actually.
Like, the real one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe. The classic.
It's possible.
So, 60 miles per hour... So, you figure out how many hours that is. What is it, like, 5, 10 hours? About 10 hours that she was gone?
You want me to math.
Sorry.
700 divided by 60.
11.6. Okay. So, that's very on the cusp of not being possible.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, if she did a detour and then that...
I was going to say, but not necessarily the entire 700 miles would have been weird. Yeah, if she had diverted from traffic or gone on a detour, then that could have accounted for some of it. So, yeah.
And if it was drug trafficking, she had to make a stop. Like, you never know, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So, no idea, but unfortunately, her son has had to kind of live without knowing what happened to his mom, which sucks.
That is really sad.
Maybe it was Ronald McDonald that killed her.
That would be so cool.
Vampire Jesus.
Oh my god. Is Ronald McDonald the vampire Jesus?
Oh.
Now it's getting even creepier.
I was going to say. Wow. Then what really are Ronald McDonald houses? Are they really for people? Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. Next case.
Next case. All right. We're going to talk about Amy Bradley. Does that sound familiar to you at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
It does, right?
Yeah.
So this was a huge case too. And this was in 1998. She was 23. She was from Virginia. And her family went on a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Yes. Yes.
The cruise ship was called Rhapsody of the Seas. This was March 21st, 1998. They were going to Curacao.
Mm-hmm.
But they were making stops at multiple places. And eventually they would wind up in the Netherlands Antilles or something like that.
Antilles. What? Yeah, Antilles.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somewhere else. They were going somewhere. On a cruise.
I don't think the Netherlands was part of it, but Antilles sounds
no,
right.
No, it really was, I promise.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, at least in the article it was. Maybe they're wrong. What do I know? March 23rd, right? She goes out with her brother. It was her whole family, like her parents and her brother. She goes out with her brother who has an unfortunate name, and it took me a while to realize, because his name is Brad Bradley.
No.
Oh, yeah, it is. So.
What?
I hate when people do that. Like, it's not terrible, but it's... Why do that?
Yeah, why? Why? Why do that to your children?
Like, why call your kid Sally McSallerson?
Right.
That's not cool.
I want to know what his middle name was.
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you that.
Anyway.
So they went to this, like, nightclub on the ship. And her and her brother were out dancing, whatever. She was also seen dancing with the bass player of the band. No big deal. Her brother Brad went back to the cabin at around 1 in the morning. Or, I think she and her brother went back. I apologize. No one is really sure what happened between 1 and 5:30. Brad went to bed.
5:30 is a popular time.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so her father says he saw her sleeping on the balcony of their room, which I've never been on a cruise either. Like, I have no life experience here.
Why the balcony?
Why not?
That's a good question.
They
like,
sometimes have little, lounge chairs.
Lounge chair. Like, I imagine it's like a balcony on a hotel. You have chairs and stuff. Maybe she just was sitting there relaxing, like watching the ocean or whatever.
And it's in a warm environment.
Yeah.
You're near the islands. It'll be nice out. Plus, she was a smoker, apparently. So maybe she was just out there relaxing and having a cigarette, whatever.
Fell asleep.
So at 5:30 a.m., he saw her. But 30 to 45 minutes later, she was gone. No one knows where she went. The family went to the cruise staff and said, look... They were, like, right offshore of Curacao.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, can we not dock so that we can try to find her?
Mm-hmm.
And the crew said, no, we're going to dock anyway.
They have a schedule.
We can't upset the other passengers.
Mm-hmm.
Other people paid. Blah, 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 blah. They wouldn't even announce her missing over the speakers or anything.
That's kind of messed up.
Because it would upset people. Like, I don't really care what upsets people.
No, me neither.
So, the problem is, because they docked, it is quite possible... that she was kidnapped by someone,
mm-hmm.
and she was taken off of the ship.
If I remember correctly, wasn't there theories that she had fallen all overboard?
Oh, yeah, there's, of course, well, that's always the theory.
Yeah.
But there are, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. So, they wouldn't check, whatever, people on dock. Finally, the Royal Caribbean staff and the Coast Guard searched, and they searched the ship and the water for 5 days, but they saw no signs of foul play and no signs she went overboard. I don't know what a sign is of you going overboard at all, because, like, what would show that?
Yeah, right?
I don't know, maybe a camera. You look at the camera and go, whee! Bye! What?
This was in 1998. I sincerely doubt there were cameras on the cruise ships.
Witness.
There might have been. You never know, you know, like, magic.
Maybe she took her drink and spilled it while she was going over, so yeah. There would be some sort of spill trail.
Think. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, but they said there were no evidence for that.
Maybe,
plus,
like, magic fairy dust where she left.
Just a little trail behind
just
her.
Just a little trail. Just, like, sparkles.
Maybe she'll leave, like, Skittles on the way or
maybe.
Something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, ask David Copperfield if he can make the Titanic disappear. Like, he can do anything.
He made the Titanic disappear?
Well, I think the Titanic made itself disappear.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I think an iceberg helped that. But yeah, there was some big giant airplane or something.
Maybe
that
she
did.
Had an iceberg on her balcony. You know?
Anyway.
So the reason, too, that the family didn't think that it was possible she went overboard was because she was actually a very strong swimmer and a lifeguard. So they were like, we weren't far enough away from the shore that she wouldn't have been able to get somewhere. She would have been able to swim. Now, of course, if she hit her head or something and went overboard.
Or she was drunk or something.
Yeah. But even if she, like, if they were out dancing until 1, by 5:30, you shouldn't be drunk. Well,
depends on how much you drank.
True. But by 5:30, I would think you would still
not I would
be.
Think, but...
I've heard of people getting drunk, and then when they went to bed for, like, 8 hours straight, they're still drunk in the morning.
You have to drink a lot for that.
Yeah. Someone like can lot. Drink a lot yeah. for that.
So, the other thing the family said was that some of the staff were paying a lot of attention to Amy, and it was kind of... uncomfortable.
Creepy.
So they said that, like, the waiter had come to the table the one day and he asked her for her by name and said that they wanted to take her out to Carlos and Charlie's.
No.
Remember that
no.
one?
Mm-mm, no.
Now, the Natalie Holloway case happened later.
Yeah.
But Carlos and Charlie's seems to be...
popular place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little suspicious.
Just a little.
Yeah.
So, they thought that the staff paid a little bit too much attention to her. They kind of wondered about the guy. Somebody had said they saw the bass player with her in the morning, but there was no proof of it, and he denied it, so...
Are there cameras on ships?
There probably is now, but in 1988,
good
I don't
point.
Know.
Good point. There probably
because
wasn't
Because think
that.
About it. We had limited cameras. We had cameras.
Yeah, but
we wouldn't have had them covering every angle.
It's not like it is now.
Mm-mm. No. So... it, like I told you, they think that when the ship docks, maybe she was taken off the ship. That's kind of the family's theory. And over the years, there's been so many sightings of her. And they're different places, but it makes sense if someone took her.
Right.
So, she was seen on a beach in 1998 in Curacao, I think. She was at a brothel in 1999, where she told a man from the Navy her name and asked for help. But he did not help her because he thought... you know, he's in the Navy, you have to have moral upstanding. He didn't want to get in trouble. So he just didn't do anything.
So because he was in a brothel and didn't want to admit that he was in a brothel, then he should...
then fuck that chick.
Yeah.
But later he saw her picture and came forward. Somebody said they saw her in a department store restroom where she told them, my name's Amy from Virginia. But that all of a sudden, two or three men came in, grabbed her and took her out.
Wow.
Now, none of that's proven.
No.
These are all things that people have said, but it can't be proven. But in 2005, the family got an email with a photo of a woman lying on a bed in her underwear, and it looks like her. Like,
wow.
If you put these two side by side, like, she has these really defined cheekbones, mm-hmm. so does this woman. And her mouth, like, everything, look, it looks just like her.
Mm-hmm.
I need to actually, I might post the picture on our Facebook.
Okay.
Like, a comparison.
Yeah.
Because it looks so much like her, it's unreal. And the person who sent the email was a member of an organization that locates sex trafficking victims on adult websites.
Mm.
And he had seen it and sent it to her family. That's the last thing they've heard.
Dang.
They have nothing else. So they think there's a very good chance she's still alive.
Wow. That's impressive. I mean, it's sad because, God, this woman's been through hell in the last decade or more. But, yeah, hopefully she is and hopefully somebody can find her.
What makes me so mad is if, like, the Navy guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude, but if you are going to a brothel, you know, fine. I still stand by, if you don't want people to know, don't do it.
Exactly.
But if someone there is in trouble, you should find a way to anonymously tell somebody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to tell, like, anonymously call.
Yeah.
Do, call from a payphone and don't give your name.
Yeah.
Do something. But to do absolutely nothing...
Again, he's... The morality... He's limiting that to his own morality, which obviously is already out the window. But then his own morality goes out the window when it comes to helping someone. That's... you either have it or you don't. You know what I mean?
I agree. And I just... I feel so bad for this family. They continue to keep looking for her. And, like, part of me is, like... It makes me want to go and just go to every brothel and check out all the chicks. Like,
right.
But she's on different islands, too. Like, one of them was in Barbados. So she's been kind of moved around as well.
I just feel like if you're going to go to, you know, the Caribbean or an island, stay on the resorts. Don't venture.
They tell you that anyway.
I know. Don't venture. Like, make sure people know where you are. I mean, this is good in the U.S. even when you go on vacation. Make sure people know where you are. That way, should anything happen, you know, at least people have record of where you last were, what you were wearing. I mean, we had discussed, I had a friend that used to take a picture of her child every morning.
It's so smart.
And, yeah, it is. Like, it never would have occurred to me to do that, but should anything ever happen to her child, she knows exactly what her kid was wearing.
Mm-hmm. No, and it is so smart.
Makes a lot of sense.
But, and you hear all the time about people getting lost on cruise ships. It happens, sadly, often. And some of them do it on purpose. Some of people commit suicide. You know, things happen, or they run away, or whatever. But in this case, she had no reason to. She had a good job waiting for her. She had a dog at home. She just got a new place.
She left the dog?
She left the dog, and the dog's name is Daisy.
Oh.
So sad.
Okay, you know she didn't leave the dog on
purpose. She did not leave the dog. There's no way. So... yeah, maybe I'll post that picture because it is...
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Is the best I can put it.
So, that's it for this week. We hope you enjoyed. Please stay safe. Make sure people know where you are. And, think about who's out there who wants to make sure you stay safe. Be careful on vacation. Be careful no matter where you are. And, we'll get to part two next week. Thanks for joining.
Bye.
See ya.